Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Siyanibingelela nonke ngasemakhaya, ogogo, omama, umkhulu, odadewethu. Siyanibingelela kulolu hlelo lapho esifunda khona izwi likaNkulunkulu asifundisa khona ukubana senzeni kulo umhlaba asinike wona, umhlaba ongowakhe. Igama lami nginguJimmy Dube. Isahluko sesifundo sethu sisithola lokho esimi kusambulo 14. Kusambulo 14 iversi ngelika 6 no 7. Kusambulo 14 iversi ngelika 6 no 7. Usambulo isahluko ngu 14 iverse ngeka 7 6 no 7 ithi ngase ngibona enye ingilosi indiza emkhathini wezulu inevangeli eliphakade ilishumayela kwabahlezi emhlabeni nakuzo zonke izizwe nemindeni nezilimi nabantu isho ngezwi elikhulu ithi mesabeni uJehova nimnike inkazimulo ngokuba ihora lokwahlulela kwakhe selifikile. Nikhuleke kuye owenza izulu nolwandle nomhlaba nemithombo yamanzi. Singakaqhubeki sizacela uNkulunkulu ukuthi abe nathi masifunda izwi lakhe asifundise yena asithungamela asiqondise asikhulekele. Baba wethu osezulwini siyabonga ngalesi sikhathi osifundisa khona ukubana sithole indlela yakho Nkosi, uthi wena mani ngidinga nizongifumana. Nkosi siyakucela ukubana sikufumane namhlanje masidinga indlela yakho. Siyakubonga ukubana uzoba nathi masifunda izwi lakho, usiqondise wena ngegama lika Jesu Kristu Inkosi yethu. Siyabonga. Omunye umuntu angaba nombuzo ukuthi Mshumayeli uthini mawusithi uNkulunkulu sokufike isikhathi ihora lokubana asahlulele. Sizokuya kumaphambi kwakhe na sizokuya ezulwini siyokumaphambi kwakhe kuzohamba kanjani? Namhlanje sifuna ukubana siyidingisise le ndaba ukuthi sizokuma kanjani phambi kwesihlalo sikaNkulunkulu. Sizokuma kanjani phambi kwesihlalo sikaNkulunkulu? Sizokuthi sifunde iBhayibheli konke esikudingayo impendulo yethu izavela eBhayibhelini. Ngempela uNkulunkulu uzohlala inkantolo uzoyihlalisa. Siyayibona uyayihlalisa lapha kuDaniel chapter 7. Encwadini kaDaniel chapter 7 sizokufunda iversi esukela ku-9 isiya ku-10. Daniel chapter 7. Sizwe ukubana kathi le inkantolo izomiswa kanjani lapho esizokuthi sahlulelwe khona nguNkulunkulu. Asiboneni ukuthi incwadi ithini sivezelane. Ithi yona kuverse 9 kaDaniel chapter 7. Ngisabheka kwabekwa izihlalo zobukhosi. Wahlala omdala wezinsuku, izambatho zakhe zazimhlophe njengeqhwa, izinwele zekhanda lakhe zinjengoboya bezimvu obuhlanzekileyo. Isihlalo sakhe sobukhosi sasingani lilangabi lomlilo, amasondo aso engumlilo ovuthayo. Umnonjana womlilo wavela waphuma phambi kwakhe, izinkulungwane nezinkulungwane zazimkhonza, nezinkulungwane eziyishumi nezinkulungwane eziyishumi zazimi ngaphambi kwakhe. Kwahlala abahluleli, izincwadi zavulwa. Nansi indaba. Kunezinkulungwane nezinkulungwane, amashumi nezinkulungwane zabantu ababemxhasile. bese bemncedisa lo owayehleli phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulelwa iBhayibheli ithi izincwadi zavulwa zavulwa yiziphi lezi izincwadi ezivulwayo maso kuqala indaba yokwahlulelwa yiziphi lezi izincwadi ezivulwayo asizidingeni eBhayibhelini sizohamba kusambulo ngochapter 20 isambulo ngochapter 20 sike sidingisise ukuthi izincwadi lezi ezivulwayo ngezani zimumetheni zithweleni sizoqala ukufunda kusambulo chapter 20 iverse ngelika 11 sisiyafika ku 15 ithi ngase ngibona isihlalo sobukhosi esikhulu esimhlophe nohlezi kuso siyakhumbula ukuthi siphuma manje kuDaniel kuDaniel sibona isihlalo esifanayo sibona isihlalo esifanayo sifuna ukudinga ukuthi lezi izincwadi ezivulwayo zithweleni ithi yona ngase ngibona isihlalo sobukhosi esikhulu esimhlophe nohlezi kuso obuso bakhe babalekelwa izulu nomhlaba akutholakalanga indawo ngabona abafileyo abakhulu nabancane bemi phambi kwesihlalo sobukhosi izincwadi zavulwa nenye incwadi yavulwa ngeyokuphila nabafileyo bahlulelwa ngalokho okulotshiwe ezincwadini njengokwemisebenzi yabo nolwandle lwakhipha abafileyo abebekulo nokufa neHades kwakhipha abafileyo ababekukho bahlulelwa yilowo nalowo njengokwemisebenzi yakhe yo ngezinye indlela lapha kuthiwa sonke sizokuma phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulelwa kukaNkulunkulu masisima phambi kwesihlalo sikaNkulunkulu kuvulwa sibona kuvulwa iincwadi iincwadi lezi zithwele imisebenzi yami zithwele imisebenzi yakho zithwele imisebenzi kaTsotsi zithwele imisebenzi womunye obulele zithwele imisebenzi kolo otshontshile zithwele imisebenzi kulo oqamba amanga imisebenzi yonke esiyenzayo ngaphansi kwelanga ilotshiwe phambi kwesihlalo sikaNkulunkulu akukho ngitsho nomsebenzi owodwa ongalotshiwe phambi kaNkulunkulu yikho ukuma kwethu phambi kwesihlalo sizamelwa iincwadi ezibhaliwe ngami incwadi ebhaliwe ngawe ukubana uzokuma kanjani uNkulunkulu asoze abhale amanga kule incwadi izingilosi zikaNkulunkulu ezizungeza umhlaba wonke ziyakwazi ukuthi ubani uzelwe ngaliphi ilanga ubani wenza lokhu nalokhu ngaliphi ilanga wenza wagijima wayeba wayatshontsha wayenza lokhu wabulala wabaleka wenza lokhu nguye okade sithathela imali zethu ebank uNkulunkulu irekhodi yonke unayo iBhayibheli ibisisithi ngokuba nonke nonile anifinyelelanga ebukhosini bukaNkulunkulu sonke ngezinye indlela kunobusela enhliziyweni zethu kunenzondo enhliziyweni zethu uNkulunkulu yikho ethi ememeza namhlanje ukuthi izani nonke kimi enikhathele mina ngizokulinika ukuphumula uNkulunkulu namhlanje ubiza wena ungaze ube ubulele ungaze ube uwebile ungaze ube uwenze okubi okunganani uNkulunkulu uthi isikhathi sisesekhona ukuze ulungiselele ukwahlulelwa lokhu okuzayo uJesu Kristu ulindile ulindele wena nami ngokona kwethu esikwenzile ngokungalungi kwethu esibe yikho khona uthi namhlanje ngilinika ummeli sibuyele njalo kuJohane incwadi kaJohane uJohane wakuqala incwadi kaJohane wakuqala chapter 2. Sikhumbuzane ukuthi namhlanje uJesu uthi malenzile konke likwenzile. Litshontshile lebile lephule imiyalo yami. Mina ngilithumele ummeli isikhathi sisesekhona. Bantu abami kuverse 1 uJohane wakuqala chapter 2 verse 1 ithi bantwana bami nginilobela lokhu ukuba ningoni kepha uma umuntu ona sinomeli kuyise uJesu Kristu olungileyo yena uyinhlawulo ngezono zethu kungezo zethu zodwa kodwa nangezizwe lo ngizizwe sonke uJesu uyasimela uyakubiza namhlanje wena nami asizibhekisise sibone ukuthi soneni phambi kaNkulunkulu mina ngonile nami ngiyakudinga ukubana ngibe nomeli wena wonile ngendlela echiyeneyo mhlawumbe echiyene neyami engone ngayo uyamdinga umeli isikhathi sisesekhona abe sesithi ke kuJohn yona leyo futhi kuJohane wakuqala kuchapter 1 ku First John chapter 1 verses 8 and 9 ithi yona uma sithi asina sono siyazikhohlisa uma sithi asina sono siyazikhohlisa neqiniso alikho kithi uma sizivuma izono zethu uthembekile ulungile ukuba asithethelele izono zethu asihlambulule kukho wonke okungalungile uma sithi asonanga simenza umqambi wamanga nezwi lakhe alikho kithi uNkulunkulu namhlanje uthi ngoba sonke sonile okwenzileyo engikwenzileyo mina ngiyakwazi uNkulunkulu usinikile ukubana sikhumbule ukuthi sonephi sone ngani uNkulunkulu kasiyeki ukuthi sibe njalo kungaba khona onombuzo sisaqhubekela ngesifundo sethu lesi ukhona ongaba nombuzo bengicela ukubana angathumela iWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +27 83 269 2472 +27 83 269 2472 ukuze sifundeni sonke sithole ukusinda ngoba sonke sonile asifinyelelanga ebukhosini bukaNkulunkulu singakavali lesi sifundo engithemba ukubana sonke sizakuba nesikhathi ukuthi sisidingisise sisifundisise singamikhonapho ngoba kupresentation kuphela kodwa uzifundele wena wedwa singakavali sizacela uNkulunkulu ukuthi simbonge njalo ngomthandazo asithandazene baba wethu osezulwini siyakubonga uNkulunkulu wethu ngalamathuba njengala siyakubonga ngendodana yakho owayinikelayo ukubana ibe ngummeli wethu ibe ngumfeli wethu ezonweni zethu sifuze sithethelelwe ummeli uNkulunkulu wethu esikwaziyo ukuthi akasoze ehluleke ukusikhupha phakathi kwezono zethu maso kufike ilanga lokwahlulela siyakubonga uNkulunkulu ngegama lakhe uJesu Kristu inkosi yethu amen
faith hope and love experience victory in your life on 657 am
for there is a time to search and a time to give up a time to reap and a time to sow Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times even when you just need prayer Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.